KSRN News. I'm John Scott. President-elect Trump appoints former ICE Director Tom Homan as the next U.S. border czar. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
Tom Homan said Monday he would prioritize deporting immigrants in the United States illegally who pose safety and security threats, as well as those working at job sites. Trump said in a social media post overnight that the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement from his first administration would manage the country's borders in his new administration starting January 20th, Inauguration Day. The president-elect made cracking down on illegal immigration the central element of his campaign, promising mass deportations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Kremlin denying a report in the U.S. media that Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump spoke by phone days after Mr. Trump's election victory.
The Kremlin was categorical in its denial. President Putin's spokesman said there had been no telephone call, no conversation last week between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, referring to reports in the Washington Post that the two leaders had spoken about the war in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov described such claims as completely made up false information. Right now, he added, Vladimir Putin has no concrete plans for contacts with President-elect Trump. But in an interview broadcast on Russian state TV at the weekend, Mr. Peskov welcomed what he called positive signals from the Trump team.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden says as commander-in-chief, he's got one sacred obligation.
Prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home. And when they don't.
Mr. Biden spoke after placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today. The Dow is adding 278 points, the NASDAQ losing 49. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. This is SRN News. The Dutch government is taking action following an anti-Semitic attack on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam. The Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.